Hey, welcome to the Azarkan podcast. We're talking World Junior Hockey Championship coming up in Sweden in December. That is coming quick, right, Paul? I mean, we know all about it. We decided to have a special guest on our show today. Very good friend of mine, a guy who Paul has not met in the past, but he's certainly familiar with our guest. Our guest is familiar with Paul, and that is Peter Labardius, who is a longtime play-by-play voice on television on Sportsnet, also has done radio broadcasting on Sportsnet. And but here's the thing, I've known Pete for a very, very long time. We go back to Saskatchewan. I was doing play-by-play at Moose Jaw with the Warriors of the Western Hockey League. He was also the voice of the Regina Pats, but has also done play-by-play in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. He's a native of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. But nobody, I don't think, there's nobody that I can think of that knows junior hockey better than Peter Labardius, who is joining us on this podcast today. Peter, how you doing?
I'm awesome, Bryn. I could not be better. I'm in a beautiful part of the greatest country in the world, and I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects with you and Paul. And I said this to Paul off the air. I've been listening to his solid and quality work a lot with Low Tide over the years, and I'm always envious when you guys take those tours and go to the World Junior overseas. And if you have an extra bag that you could put me in to go to Sweden, I could probably be somewhat entertaining enough for your clientele.
Well, don't tempt me, Peter, because I can make it happen.
Yes, he does have empty bags.
No, I'll keep tempting you, potentially.
Hey, okay, so let's talk about this right off the top. We chatted briefly about it before we came on. How many have you gone to? Can you remember?
Well, I mean, I'd have to go through it in my head again. I should probably remember, but It's got to be 12.
Okay.
12 or 13 now.
And one of those in Europe, though. Only one in Europe.
Only one.
Okay. All the rest in Canada?
All the rest in Canada or the United States.
Okay. I gotcha. Yes. Let's talk about the most memorable one for you. Is it possible to do that? Can you just take it down to one in particular? Can't do it?
No, I can't. I can't take it down to one because they're all different guys. And I would say I have some very special moments from many. And in fact, I have goosebumps right now thinking about it. Believe it or not, one of my greatest memories was the 99 tournament in Winnipeg. And we didn't win that tournament. Roberto Luongo was incredible. We had probably, to be honest, the fourth best team there. We stunned the Swedes 6-1 in an afternoon semifinal, and then lost to the Russians 4-3 in overtime, and Artem Chubarov's overtime winner, a one-time Vancouver Canuck. And the part that I remember and makes me pretty emotional is when those kids came on the ice for that gold medal, they received a 5-minute straight standing ovation that is, of all the tournaments and everything I've ever been to, is one of the neatest, greatest moments. And when Brian Allen tied the game at 2 midway through the third period, I thought the Queen was coming down and the whole place was coming down.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, again, we need 7 shows for me to get through it because they are all different. You know, it was incredible to follow the whole journey from being in Winnipeg to the greatest hockey practice I've ever seen in my life to this day, which was our 2005 group in Gimli, Manitoba. It was about minus 75. And Brent Sutter, who was the head coach of that team, put that incredible group in Gimli through 2-on-2 and 3-on-3 and 1-on-1 combat drills. And guys, to this day, it is one of the greatest hockey things I've ever, you know, to watch Crosby and Phaneuf and all those great players that became the true legacy of our country internationally as time would go on was unbelievable. And then obviously watching that, which to me is still the greatest team we've ever put together, mm-hmm. go through it. Like I said, I don't know where to really start sometimes, and I don't know where to finish where this subject is concerned, but I should probably, you guys are queuing me up to something, should probably have my own World Junior podcast show, or at least, you know, take this silly act that I've got on the road, because it's my favorite. I've loved it. And I think really for me, you know, the 72 Summit Series, which we're all familiar with being of the right age, did something for me that has just been so ingrained, because I love my country. I love my country when they play sports. There's nothing that touches my heart. And then the second World Junior that I really got to know was when Wayne, Mr. Gretzky, played as a 16-year-old, had 17 points that year. And we ended up finishing fourth in that tournament. But the real big one that I think cemented it was 82. And 82 was the first time we won. I believe it was a Sunday afternoon. We were playing the Russians. They hadn't lost for about 4 or 5 years at that event. And we beat them in Winnipeg 7-0. And, you know, and then everybody who's of the right demo can remember the kids singing the anthem, because we played the Czechs to a 3-3 tie. It was a round robin then. I heard that on the radio. I think it was Fred Scambatti who was calling the game. And so that game in particular, and Sherry Basson, who I've been lucky enough to get to know, and I love the man with all my heart. I remember him vividly walking around, and they had it on CBC in the dressing room,
yep,
going to each individual guy, pointing at him, getting them all fired up. And so those are kind of, and sorry to be long-winded as I always am,
but no,
that's kind of where it continued to really be ingrained.
Now, Peter, you're a Saskatoon guy. 1991, yeah. In Saskatoon, Canada played Russia in the final. Pavel Bure's on the Russian team. Mm-hmm. They actually got two goals from two players from Latvia, Sandis Ožiliņš and Sergei Žoltak, who sadly has passed away.
Yeah.
What do you think about that game and the John Slaney goal, what that did in terms of one of the greatest moments in World Junior history?
Well, I mean, I think it catapulted in our country that event to something very different, because at the time, you know, CBC was the main carrier for a long time, and we didn't get every game that Canada played. And so TSN took it over in 1991, and it was the first time that we ever got to watch all of Canada's games. But that night cemented it, and I'll share this story because it's an interesting one. So I was working as the voice of the Regina Pats at the time. So needless to say, I had other duties. And what people forget sometimes about that tournament, which I never will because I was there, the night before, we needed the Russians to either lose or tie against the Finns at a game that I was at the Agrodome. And the Finns burst out to this giant 4-0 lead. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get to tomorrow and it's going to matter. But then led by Bure and others, they came back and they take a 5-4 lead with about 5 minutes left in the third. And the 3,000 of us at the Agrodome were like, but then the Russians take a too many men on the ice penalty late in the game. And Yarko Varvio ties it up with about 15 seconds left. I'll never forget that moment where I was. I hugged one of the ushers, who wasn't one of my favorite guys to begin with at the Agrodome on the way up to the press box, Walter. And so I actually didn't get to attend the game in Saskatoon the next night because I was calling a 7-4 Pats loss to Lethbridge. not that I'm at all bitter about it, but so I wasn't even lucky enough to be in the building. I saw almost every other game we played except that one.
Two things about that. One, you gave Walter a hug. But the other thing,
you know,
yeah, yeah, no, Walter was around when I was around. I'm yes, of that vintage as well. The other thing about that, every guy that I've known through the National Hockey League days who played in that event, the one thing, you know what I'm going to, where I'm going with this. There's one thing that sticks out anytime I mention that World Juniors to every single guy. The first thing that they mention would be what? What do you think?
The weather. Eric
Lindros? No, the weather. Everybody, everybody's, it might have been
a thousand below.
It was about as cold an event as I can ever remember. But man, the hot.
It was colder in 99.
You think so?
To be honest.
Well, I know that the.
Tie goes to the runner, Bryn.
Also, let's not slag your hometown either. So, okay, Winnipeg it is, then. We'll make it Winnipeg.
No, it was tie goes to the runner for sure.
Okay. And then the other thing, too, is that, and a lot of people forget this because we've become so familiar with the way the event is run now. I still remember vividly for me was the event in Red Deer where the guys won the gold medal, not on the ice, right?
Remember? Yeah, I was in the room with them after.
Yes. Yeah.
As part of the celebration, because we actually won the gold medal because of a game in Calgary, which was a 3-3 tie between the Swedes and the Finns.
Yep.
And yeah, so the kids got, and thank goodness it was the very next year in 96 that the format changed.
Yes,
and
yes.
Went away from the round robin and went to a playoff setup and, you know, a gold medal game and medal games and the whole deal.
It was just, it was so tough to see the guys. It was great to see them win. It was tough to see the way they won because in the locker room, they all were waiting for this score. The score came in, the place erupted, and the celebration was on, and so few people. I'm one of the lucky ones that could go into the locker room and enjoy the celebration with them, and I'm thinking the country's celebrating kinda, right? It was just, I'm so happy they changed the format after that one. That was a memorable one for me, yet it wasn't for the right reason, I guess, you know?
It actually featured, guys, one of my all-time favorite World Junior games. It was in Calgary, December 30th, 1994, and we played the Czechs, and we're down in that game twice by two goals. And of course, you know, the round robin being so critical, that was actually the first Canadian team to go perfect in a tournament. They won all seven games that they played in, but they're down two goals. And, you know, Calgary, that building, people have told me that outside of, like, maybe even the Stanley Cup wasn't as loud as it was in there on that particular night at that point in time. And, I'll never forget, you know, Wade Redden, who was a 17-year-old, walked to the middle of the ice, tied the game at five. Jamie Rivers won it, a defenseman, walking off the right point and scoring and to make it 6-5. And with about 20 seconds left in the game, the Czechs had a draw in our zone, and Marek Milik ripped one towards the top corner that I thought was going to tie the game, and Jamie Storr made an unbelievable glove save. Jeff Friesen iced it into an empty net, and so that might be one of my top 10 favorite World Junior games, that one in Calgary in the round robin in that 94-95 event.
Now, Peter, you've been to one in Europe. That was in Helsinki. Give us your thoughts, first of all, on the atmosphere of the tournament when it's in Europe versus Canada. And then the second thing is, what do you remember about that tournament? Because that's kind of an infamous tournament for Canada as well.
Steady. Yeah, hang in there.
I will. It's still...
that one burns still, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, that one hurts a lot. Yeah. But I will say this. Guys, you have experienced things in Europe that I have not. Because when I was there, it wasn't what you experienced in the Czech Republic and other places that you've been. Like, it's become very special now overseas. Finland has done an unbelievable job with the last couple that they have held, including 2016 and that great team that they had that won the gold medal. But the atmosphere was not great, to be honest. There were not a lot of people in attendance. There weren't the thousands of Canadians that people like yourself ensure on your great tours that make their way over, which I can't wait to see and be a part of at some point, because I haven't. But what I remember outside of the horrific third period against the United States, when we blew the 3-1 lead and Braden Coburn shooting it off of Marc-Andre Fleury's back and all of that stuff, was, you know, it doesn't take much for me to care about Canadian teams, but and you guys, you know, I should ask you this, forget about you asking me. There's something very different about being in Europe as a Canadian and watching your teams play. It's different. It felt different than any other World Junior I've ever been to, of all the ones I've been to. It created a different sense of being, pride, appreciation. I didn't need any notes on a Canada love affair, but it was really special for that particular reason. It felt different. It felt like you had more, not invested, but more ownership.
Oh yeah.
And so, and I think maybe even more so because it was such a, you know, as a media person, obviously cared too much about whether they win or lose, which is fine. It's the one thing I'll never apologize for, cheering for my own country. I don't give a shit. Pardon the language.
Well, that's why we go, Peter. That's why we go.
Yeah.
You know, you feel that national pride. And the one thing I like about the games in Europe is you're sitting next to people cheering Sweden, people cheering Finland, people cheering the Czech Republic. Then you have whenever the home team plays. You mentioned 2016 in Helsinki, that final. Well, you know, when they had Puljujärvi, Laine, Aho, you know, people forget, you know, all the other great players on that team as well. They focus on that same, on that one line. But, you know, that atmosphere is just something unbelievable now. And you're right. It has changed a lot since we started doing these tours. My first one was in the Czech Republic when Canada won in overtime against the Swedes. And that was a great tournament as well. But after that, you just see it just ramping up everywhere we go to the point where you can't get tickets for the playoffs anymore. And it used to be easy to get tickets for playoffs. Yeah. It used to be easy to get tickets for, you know, a Canada game. You know, that in the Czech Republic, Czech against Slovakia, it was amazing because you have the dynamic between those two countries that have been together for so long. And being over there, it's just a totally different atmosphere right now. And we would love to have you over there sometime to experience what it is today versus what you experienced back then.
And I got to tell you, you'd never feel more. We're all proud to be Canadians. But when you're kind of, I always tell NHL fans, go and watch your team play on the road. Because you're kind of isolated. You're kind of in your jersey on your own. And it just makes you feel stronger about your city and your team. Try doing that when it's your country. Well, you had me in the middle of the Russian parents for the gold medal game in the Czech Republic. And so you want to talk about being alone, that kind of thing. But there's just something special about singing your anthem after a gold medal win. In another country. It's just really special, and it's something I'll never forget. And you're absolutely right, Pete. It's a completely different feeling.
Yeah, it is. And really, you know, forget about the World Junior for me. It's why I love international sports so much. There's just, and I know it's not for everybody, and I get it, especially in North America, a lot of things, and you guys are in the great city of Edmonton, and I'm well aware for a lot of different reasons of the passion for the Oilers and what that means to the community and how it ties it all together. But I think what's really neat, and I will experience this at some point and hope to do it with my son, is that to be in Halifax last year with my son as a fan, and my son's on the spectrum, never liked hockey for the longest time, couldn't even get him in an arena. He's now fallen in love with that event, and I will never forget the look on his face when we scored in overtime to win the gold medal. It's one of the greatest moments of my whole entire life. And, you know, we live in such a divisive time, and I've always believed two things, that sports, A, emulates life, and B, it can really bring us together. And one of the reasons I really want to go on one of those trips as a fan, nothing else but a fan, is so I can meet people from across our country that share the same passion. And what sports allows us to do, I don't have to tell you guys, Paul, you've done this for a long time. Bryn, like me, you've been around sports your whole life. It brings us together. You know, what I was able to experience in Vancouver in 2010, It's special. And all I really want the rest of my lifetime is I want people to think more about what we have rather than what we don't. And sports, and whether it's what we just saw in the Men's World Cup, what I felt last week watching my country finally qualify for the Olympics again in men's basketball, which for whatever reason drives me nuts. I find it as hard to watch that sport internationally for whatever reason as any other, but it's special. And I guess because it's meant so much to me and provided so much joy that when I feel like people are, you know, jumping on that wagon, I love it.
So there you go. Conversation with Peter Labardius, longtime broadcaster in this country, most notably with Sportsnet, both TV and radio. But he's done junior hockey play-by-play in a lot of different areas, and he obviously knows what he's talking about. You could tell just by that. Anyway, Paul, thanks. This has been a lot of fun today. We've kind of broken everything down for you. And don't forget to check out, of course, the website, which is azarkan.net, for more information on everything that's going on. And we'll have more updates coming up throughout the next couple of months as we inch just a little bit closer to the World Junior Hockey Championship, which is coming up in Sweden in December of this year.